The sunset hits the 2,200-square-foot home almost perfectly. It glows a soft orange red on 5 acres of wild prairie. There's a natural spring creek that runs out back, a brown barn, horses. The last thing Bonita and Patrick Jones expected to see and hear was a parade of 18-wheelers.
When we first moved here, we watched all the water trucks constant go up and down the street. And of course, as you see, our street shrinking.
That's right. Trucks were rumbling along their little country road before dawn, after the sun went down, and on the weekends. So one day, they stopped a driver and asked about the water.
And the guy did tell us, you know, you wouldn't want this water. It's waste, you know, water from the injections. So I know that's what it is. It's a disposal site.
A disposal site, also called an injection site, is wastewater or produced water from oil and gas drilling from the Barnett Shale. The site is within walking distance. Before moving to Azle from Fort Worth 4 years ago, she didn't know what an injection well or disposal well was, but now she does.
Every well is supposed to be identified. It's supposed to have a number that you can go and pull up and find that well on the Railroad Commission. This well is not on their site. They don't even have a number there.
The site is fenced with a sign that says Enervest, but no identifiable number. The Houston-based company has some 28,000 wells in 17 states. We called Enervest and the Railroad Commission of Texas to identify this site, but our calls were not returned.
Our concern is one of the benefits of buying this property that we were saving for is it does have a well on it.
He's talking about a natural water well.
And it does feed, the well is supplying all our horse barns out back. It's supplying all the systems, anything that is non-drinkable.
Right. You grow vegetables, whatever. That's where your water's coming from, you know, is the well.
And then there are the earthquakes.
To me, it's common sense. Okay, you're forcing stuff into the ground. Yes, you're going to cause some unnatural things.
For a year and a half, 2 years we were here, there was nothing. And then it started happening twice a day, at least once every other day. There's got to be a reason that all of a sudden all this seismic activity was occurring.
The Joneses say after the media reported on the many small earthquakes in November and December, mostly under magnitude 4, the water trucks were seen less.
Well, now it's been quiet. Earthquakes have slowed down and everything, and they're cranking right back up.
They've started hearing the trucks again at 4:30 a.m. and hours after they go to bed. If oil and gas companies continue to drill wastewater deep underground, they worry about another round of earthquakes. Dua Lee, SiCalTau, KERA News.